This is a pod safe transmission.
Here we go.
10, 9, 8, 7, and we have main engine start. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Okay, you ready? Because I am ready.
LiveWire Podcast Radio with 7
and liftoff.
LiveWire Podcast Radio.
Yeah, bringing in the beat.
Oh yeah. Oh.
Such a lush sound.
Yeah. Go Savvy.
Marty Hart.
Oh, yeah.
G'day, it's Savvy here. We have a guest on this week's show with a voice of an angel coming from America, but who is it?
Hey, it's me, Bianca Ryan. I was the first winner of America's Got Talent, and you're listening to Live Wire Podcast Radio.
You've helped heal these wounds during the past few months. And I can't thank you enough. Always put a smile on my face, made sure that I was always better than okay. Always wanted you to say, please stay. Hey.
Listening to Savvy on LiveWire Podcast Radio.
You are indeed, and that was In My Head. Great song there by Bianca Ryan, and she joins me in the studio this week, all the way from America. And hey, Bianca, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Now, you're a bit of a superstar. You were the first ever winner of America's Got Talent. That's amazing. What made you go to the audition?
Me and my dad were going to be in New York that day, but they held auditions in for America's Got Talent. And my grandma was actually going to get some Japanese food. My grandma's Japanese. So I was like, hey, if we have any time, do you think I could like stop over there and, you know, head into this audition? My dad was like, yeah, you know, if we have some time. So me and my brother actually auditioned for the show. And I sang and my brother did magic.
So you were there, it was happening, and you just thought, yeah, why not? Give it a go.
Yeah, it was very spur of the moment.
And that impulse to give it a go, you know, it paid off, didn't it? You won.
Yes, it did.
Very good decision to go. So America's Got Talent, I'm guessing that's the biggest competition you've participated in so far?
That was the biggest. I had done like a couple singing things before that. I did like Star Search when I was like 8 or 9. I think like a couple like local talent shows like where I live and stuff like that. But yeah, America's Got Talent was definitely the hugest.
So on that show, how many people do you think were watching you as you were participating in the show?
How many people seen me on America's Got Talent?
Yep.
I'm not sure. I think it was about over 20 million people had seen that on TV.
Amazing.
And then through YouTube, I think it was calculated that close to almost like 100 million had seen one of my performances on America's Got Talent.
What?
In total.
That's insane. That's big numbers right there.
Yeah.
So how does that make you feel? Do you get nervous when you know that there's that many people watching you on stage, or do you just forget the TV cameras and stuff and just purely perform for the people that are there in the audience?
Yeah, I definitely do forget about the TV cameras like all the time. I'm always there just for like the live performance, just right there for the people in the audience. And then I purposely try to forget that the cameras are on, because there's probably like maybe a couple hundred people in the audience, but then on camera there's like millions watching. So it would get me nervous if I thought about it too much.
Well, you definitely handled it like a pro. And let's just revisit. Let's go back to 2006 when you actually won. Check this out.
And the winner of America's Got Talent and our Million Dollar Act is Bianca Ryan. Bianca, how do you feel?
I don't even know.
Yeah. Are you surprised?
Yes, very.
That little audio clip there. Compliments to NBC for that. And yeah, that was Bianca at 11 years old back in 2006 when she won America's Got Talent. She is now 20 and still going strong. Anyway, let's check out another track of Bianca's. This is called Broken Down House right here on Livewire Podcast Radio.
Hey, this is Bianca Ryan, and you're listening to Savvy here on Livewire Podcast Radio.
Send me an email. Get in touch. LivewirePodcastRadio@gmail.com. Show me your stuff.
Sick of hearing the same damn complaints, and having you bring me down. Who do you think you are, baby? I don't need this, I need you. I don't need your broken down house to grab me my guitar, grab me my shoes. I said I'd be home, but you said to what's best for you. Oh, I'm living on the road now, cause it's my time. Oh, don't worry about me now, I got my ride. Oh, baby, when you see me on the screen, you're gonna recognize. Oh, the sad truth is that it's just you and your broken down. Broken down house, ooh. I hope you had lots of fun playing your stupid, stupid games, cause I'm gonna have just as much watching karma hit you in the face. You were never worth my time, my patience, my love, my honesty. Grabbing my guitar, grabbing my shoes, standing alone cause I'm doing what's best for me. Oh, I'm living on the road now. It's my time. Oh, don't worry about me now, I got my ride. Oh, baby, when you see me on the screen, you're gonna recognize. Oh, the sad truth is that it's just you and your broken down house. Oh, it's my time. Oh, don't worry about me now, I got my ride. Oh, baby, when you see me on the screen, you're gonna recognize the sad truth is that it's just you and your broken down house. A broken down house too.
Hello to you. This is Andrew WK reminding you that we're partying hard right here on Livewire Podcast Radio with my friend Savvy.
Joined this week by Bianca Ryan, all the way from America via Skype. Now, if you don't know Bianca, she was the very first winner of America's Got Talent back in 2006. She blew the opposition away, literally, with her amazing singing voice. That's one of the tracks you just heard, by the way, one of hers. And so, actually, tell us, Bianca, what was going through your mind when you're up there on stage, you know, going for the goal, eyes on the prize?
You know, I was just kind of having fun. Like, you know, I didn't get too nervous. I didn't take it too seriously. I was young at the time, so basically it was just another day for me, just having some fun, meeting some new people.
Very cool. And I still think you're young. I mean, you're only 20. I mean, compared to me, I'm like the old 33-year-old.
Oh, really? You don't even look 33.
Look, no. Mentally, no. And I still get asked for ID.
I believe it.
Okay, so in the last segment, we actually played you the clip of when you won the whole show. What's going through your mind?
I'm not gonna lie, my heart was beating pretty loud, but I mean, I did not think that I was gonna win. I was like 150% certain that the harmonica player was going to win, just because I just thought he was so talented and so different for something like America's Got Talent. It was so new at the time. I'm like, they don't want another singer. Like, this is finally something revolutionary, something new where other people can show off their talents. And we already had like American Idol and all those shows. And I'm like, they do not want another singer, but I mean, I guess they did. So I was completely in shock.
Yeah, I think I would be too. Now, you've not been a singer your whole life. Hey, you initially were doing something else before singing.
No, I actually wanted to be a dancer my whole life. I was dancing ever since I was like 2 years old, doing like tap, jazz, ballet, all of them, hip hop.
Wow. So what made you do the switch?
I just randomly started singing one day when I was around like 8 years old. I started just like singing more to the radio. Became like obsessed with like listening to CDs and learning new songs, and especially even learning songs in like other languages. So yeah, I just kind of became obsessed with it, and I just did it every day and just practiced a lot.
Hang on, you can sing in different languages?
Japanese, Spanish, Italian, and one German song, I believe.
Wow, so you're not just a singer, you're highly educated as well. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Can you give us a demo?
Oh my gosh. I usually learn them for specific things. I just did a show last year in Japan that I had to sing a song in Japanese for. It was tough. My grandma's Japanese, though, luckily, so she helped me out with it.
Very handy. That's a good thing. So after America's Got Talent, what did you do? What was your next big thing?
It has been a very long journey since AGT. I actually went on to record a CD. I got a record deal, and then I did Christmas CDs, two of those. I did can I help you? I'm in the middle of an interview.
Hey.
Who's that?
Yeah, it's my dad.
Hey, Dad. How's it going?
Anyway, so I went on to do a couple Christmas EPs, etc. And then I started working with a lot of different producers. And then I went on tour a lot. I traveled the world a billion times. And then I just started to settle down, and I went back to high school and just tried to be normal. But now I'm doing music again full time, which is really exciting. I have a new music video coming out in about a week.
Keep your eyes open for that one. But right now, here on Livewire Podcast Radio, a sneak peek of some new tracks from Bianca Ryan. Check it out. We got it.
Yeah.
Lindsay Sterling, and you're listening to Live Wire Podcast Radio.
That's all we're allowed to play of the new stuff from Bianca Ryan. That one was called Alice, but sounds like there's a lot more on the way.
Yeah, I have a new EP that's going to be out sometime this year. It's really cool. It's going to be the first time where it's all original music and songs that I wrote myself.
That's very awesome. And you were telling me it's going to be a little bit different to what people have been used to in the past.
It has a little bit of like a twist, which is really different and cool. It's like a unique sound, which is I'm very excited about and to let people hear. But I have Alice also that's coming out that was really inspired by like an Imogen Heap kind of sound.
And it's going to sound good. I can't wait until it becomes available. Now, you're talking about inspirations. You've had a few inspirations in your life as you're growing up. Hey.
Yeah, I mean, I always grew up. I mean, my dad was always playing guitar for gospel bands too when he was younger. So we had a lot of like Aretha Franklin and stuff hanging around and James Brown, all of them just kind of like sitting around my house that I would always listen to when I was younger. So I grew up with music like that. And it's just that music just like it really like it's all feeling. So I love it. Nothing's fake about it.
So we've jumped back in time, but now let's jump back forward in time to your new EP that's going to be released later on in the year. I guess we can get it on iTunes and those kind of places.
You'll be able to get it all, and it's going to be very, very, very exciting because I have a lot of celebrity guests that are going to be in my music videos for my EP. I'm actually trying to get David Hasselhoff to be in my next music video after Alice for my new single after that one, which is really funny. It's going to be good.
Wow, the Hoff, hey?
Yes.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, so like, you know, it ties it all together. It's just, it'll be great.
Yeah. And the Hoff, he was one of the judges on America's Got Talent. Hey, and was he your favorite? Was he your favorite judge? And who was your least favorite?
I can honestly say I did not have a least favorite. There was David Hasselhoff, Brandy, and Piers Morgan at the time. And honestly, they were just all just the sweetest people. I mean, they talked with me for so long. I mean, even after the show, and were just so nice to all of the contestants. They really were. Obviously, they have their characters that they play on the show as judges. But even Pierce, I mean, honestly, the nicest guy ever.
Now, I gotta ask you about the Hoff, right? David Hasselhoff, is he as cool in person as he is on television?
Oh, yeah. He's even cooler, actually, in person.
Amazing. I actually still want to ask him if he can give me a ride in his car. You know, Kit from Knight Rider? Gotta love that car. Anyway, how can people follow your progress and get hold of your music?
You can follow. I'm basically on everything. I'm on Twitter at Bianca Ryan, and then I'm on Instagram at Official Bianca Ryan. I'm on Facebook at Official Bianca Ryan as well. And then I do a lot of You Now broadcasts now, which is younow.com/officialbiancaryan, which is super cool. It's like a live broadcast where I get to interact with all my fans and perform, you know, a couple songs here and there, or show them sneak peeks of new songs that are coming out. So that's just younow.com/officialbiancaryan. And I'm now on Tumblr. I can officially say I am on Tumblr, which is, I think it's officialbiancaryan.tumblr.com. I've never been on Tumblr in my life before. So that is just starting out. Literally, I just started it a couple days ago, and it's under construction.
And your YouTube channel, don't forget that.
Yeah, and also there's a lot of stuff that's going to be coming to my YouTube channel, obviously, which I'm going to start posting at least once a month on different covers. I have a lot of cover videos coming, and obviously the new music video that's going to be uploaded there, and that's youtube.com/BiancaRyanHere. It's H-E-R-E, like I'm here. I don't know where that came from.
Well, you are here. You're here on LiveWire Podcast Radio, and I just want to say a massive thank you for coming on the show. It's been an absolute pleasure and a privilege to talk with you, so thank you.
All right, thank you so much. I had a lot of fun. Thank you.
Awesome fun. You have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Hey, this is Burn the Rez, and you're listening to LiveWire Podcast Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, the very beautiful, very talented Bianca Ryan here on LiveWire Podcast Radio. And remember, she has an EP on the way, so keep your ears open for that one. In the meantime, you can check out her YouTube channel and her website and just support her to the max. Now, that's all we've got time for this week on LiveWire Podcast Radio. We'll be back next week with another awesome show. In the meantime, you can email me, livewirepodcastradio@gmail.com. Have a great week. I'll catch you next Saturday.
Keep bugging out and going home.
Goodbye. Thank you. Goodbye.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
LiveWire Podcast Radio is copyright protected 2015. It comes under the Self Sound trademark.